Hi, I'm Papa Grizz 56, and you're listening to Dave 25 Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Dave 25 Sports Podcast. Tune in.
Welcome back to another Dave 25 video.
Hey, check out Dave 25.
What's up, Dave 25? How you doing?
Dave 25, all y'all check that out.
Then there's Dave 25, right?
Dave 25.
What's up, Dave 25? How you doing?
Dave 25, you good?
Yeah.
Dave 25, shout out to Dave 25.
Dave 25.
Dave 25.
Dave 25, yo, what's up, Dave?
Enjoy the video.
Yeah.
Dave 25 Sports Podcast.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back, Dave 25. And today I got some news for you guys. It's been talked about in the rumor websites, and it was leaked out for a while that there was rumors and reports of Bill Goldberg returning to WWE for another match to redeem himself after the poor performance him and The Undertaker had at Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia. And Undertaker already had his redeem match where he could look better coming out of the poor performance. And the WWE's backstage plans were to give Goldberg a match so he could then look better than he did at Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia and get another good match in, so fans don't look at Bill Goldberg and The Undertaker in a negative way because the match was so bad. And Bill Goldberg has got his match. It was talked about, but this Monday on Monday Night Raw, we've seen that it is confirmed. Dolph Ziggler signed the contract. Goldberg came out, signed the contract, and we will be seeing Bill Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam this year, this Sunday. I'm excited. A legend coming back for SummerSlam to face Dolph Ziggler. You can't really go wrong. It's going to be entertaining. And I think Bill Goldberg can't go wrong with this match because he can easily pick up Dolph Ziggler, hammer him, and he can also spear him. So he's going to be able to easily do his finishing moves, where we've seen him struggle trying to pick up The Undertaker, who's a lot heavier, and this match should be very easy for him, I'm expecting, and it definitely should make him look good coming out of it, and I expect Bill Goldberg to win at SummerSlam, and this way Bill Goldberg will have like put everyone's doubts behind him that he can't go anymore, and the WWE will be able to use him in the future, and the fans will still be interested in seeing him and not look back on his bad performance with Undertaker, which maybe in the future they can try and redeem themselves from that bad match. Who knows? But I think this is good for him and his career, so he just doesn't end it on a bad note. And I think this is something Shawn Michaels should do since his performance at Crown Jewel was bad. I think he needs one more match to just end his career on the right note. Also, because he shouldn't have never came out of retirement when he got originally retired by The Undertaker and came out of retirement in 2018 was just not good. But for Bill Goldberg to end his career, if he wants to after this match or in the future, at least he's not ending it on a bad note, and he will be able to go out with a good match, whether this is his last match or one of his last matches. Bill Goldberg should be able to put on a solid performance at SummerSlam, and the fans definitely will be looking forward to see what Bill Goldberg will be able to do in the future now that he'll be able to redeem himself and just put on a good match. So that's my thoughts on Goldberg returning. I think it's going to be good. Excited for SummerSlam. Charlotte Flair versus Trish Stratus and Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. I'm just looking forward to SummerSlam. It looks like it's going to be a good show. I'll have my predictions out for that later on this week, most likely Wednesday. So like, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you guys.
And that was a presentation of Dave 25 Sports.